want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norm Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is corn. While working in our kitchen one hot day in the height of corn season, I got a phone call from a friend who is also an aspiring poet-writer specializing in food and, shall I say, sensual writing. As I was listening to her read one of her latest passages, one of our line cooks set a hot pan of freshly roasted corn down on the counter right by me. He had cooked it in the husks. I tore off a section of the ridged, warm, pliant wrapper and pressed it to my lips. "Oh, man," I helplessly let out. My female essayist friend on the phone intoned in her warm, Spanish-speaking, inflected voice, "Norman likes that part, eh?" But it was the corn. I didn't explain. I didn't wish to diminish her happiness with her writing skills. But now I was hopelessly distracted into a glowing memory connection. And while limbs were writhing on the other end of the phone, the only ears I wanted to nibble were coming into view through memory land. It was an early dusk part of an evening in the late summer of my rural Illinois childhood. Our car windows were always rolled down in the summer then. As we pulled into the church parking lot, it was as if an air shaft to sweet heaven was pouring directly down and engulfing us all. It was the night of the year our church held its annual corn roast. I couldn't get out of the car fast enough. The men and women working there had bushels upon bushels of corn that grew in the fields all around us and were working feverishly over the huge glowing charcoal braziers to meet the crowd's demands. Whatever else was served escapes me. Corn is native to the New World. Pueblan Indians speak of corn as the fifth element. There was earth, air, fire, water, and corn. That last word should be considered slowly. We are keenly appreciative of how central rice is to the Asian diet. Perhaps we take more for granted that the European diet, from which most of our ancestors migrated to American soil, was heavily reliant on wheat. But when Columbus got here, it was a world of corn. It was only through the pilgrims' acceptance and adaptation to corn that allowed for their very survival. Betty Fussell wrote a definitive book on corn, appropriately titled Crazy for Corn. She states in it, "We don't just eat and drink corn as a vegetable and a grain. We eat it converted through fodder into pork chops and beefsteaks, chickens and eggs, milk and cheese. We drink it as beer and whiskey and soda pop. Corn is the base not just of our food chain, but of our industrial chain. Industry eats corn chemically as an oil, a starch, and a sugar. Anything petroleum can do, corn can do better. We use this industrially converted corn in thousands of different products, from cradle to grave, from talcum powder to embalming fluid. Every one of our lives is touched every day by an invisible network of corn. The fields are turning golden as summer seeps northward across America again. I'm going to call my writing friend and see what she has to say on the subject. I'm just not sure I could share her prose with you all, my dear radio show listeners." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
From California down to Florida to New York, yeah, we just covered in corn. Yeah, we buy.